I know there's been some recent news about your teleportation study. I want you to capsulize it, though, for our listeners. Tell us what the study was, who sponsored it, and what you concluded.
Okay. The Advanced Concepts Office at the Air Force Research Laboratory, which is located at Edwards Air Force Base, California, that's one of the locations of many of the Air Force Research Laboratories, and this is just one office there. This office sponsored the teleportation study for the reason that it needed to develop a database or a knowledge base of the state-of-the-art of teleportation physics. The purpose of the study, as detailed in the contract statement of work, was to examine all knowledge of any developed physics or extrapolated physics that could be foreseen for the development of a teleportation process.
And teleportation, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but teleportation, are we talking Star Trek, transponders? What do we mean?
How about like in the movie The Fly? That kind of teleportation.
And it's real.
And
you're saying it's real.
Star Trek's transporter is actually a teleportation device. A teleportation device means to instantaneously transmit disembodied matter from one location to another. So you would assume that the matter would be dematerialized, turned into a beam of energy or a beam of matter, and rematerialized elsewhere. And that's one form of teleportation. But it's basically generically defined in terms of disembodied transport of matter. But anyway, the purpose is to study the scientific literature and collate and collect all the information known about the state-of-the-art on teleportation. So I was to look at classical physics for forms of teleportation, quantum physics to examine what teleportation was possible there, and any other forms of teleportation that were known, that may be known in nature. And so the study ended up embodying the research that I had to do into that and collecting a database of references on the research literature published in refereed journals and government documentation and so forth. And then the end result was the final report, which was the study which became infamous all around the world, as you already know.
How well I know. So basically, you did a survey of the literature and the research, and you said, hey, there really is something to this teleportation. There really are great possibilities here. It deserves to be studied.
When absolutely. The news, as a matter of fact, teleportation has entered the mainstream of quantum physics. It's known as quantum teleportation. It's not new. It didn't pop up overnight. It's been in development since the 60s. Alain Aspect was the first to do the very earliest experiments 20 years ago to demonstrate aspects, the very first aspects that led to the 1990s experiments and later the experiments in this century, which firmed up quantum teleportation. Quantum teleportation, shortly, is just a aspect of quantum entanglement, the spooky action at a distance effect that Einstein so vehemently objected to, but unfortunately wasn't allowed to live long enough to see the light of that reality. Quantum teleportation means a physical system, a quantum system of matter or energy that's produced, and if you divide it into pieces carefully, then the divided pieces will remain in causal contact. They'll stay in the same system forever until you do an experiment on one of them. And the one you do the experiment on can be hundreds of millions of light years away from the other part. You could remove and separate these things from each other across the universe in space and time. And basically do an experiment on one, and the other will react instantly, instantaneously, as if you were doing the experiment on both of them at the same time.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
So what happens is that entanglement process, which is a complicated overlapping of the quantum states that keeps these pieces connected together through space and time, that entanglement allows the transfer of what's called quantum information.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Eric, can you hear me? Okay, let me interrupt you for a second here. After you did this study and showed that teleportation has great promise, the word about the study and the fact that the Air Force spent $20,000+, $30,000, whatever it was, that news went all around the world, created a huge firestorm. Critics all complained that what a waste of time this is. This is nonsense. It's science fiction. It'll never work, right?
That's correct. And, of course, they didn't read the study, so they didn't know what the hell they were talking about. If they had opened up that report and read it, they would have seen Chapter 3 was quantum teleportation. And I cited all of the refereed physical review and physics D journals, physical review D journals, all of the physics journals that have reported, oh, including Science and Nature, which are the premier top European international science journals. And I reported all of the teleportation and quantum entanglement experiments that have ever been done up to the point that I had written the final report and closed out that contract. And teleportation had been proved over distances of as much as several kilometers, even out in the open with very bad weather conditions, lots of wind, freezing temperatures, a freeway in between the communication link with trucks going back and forth. This was an experiment done at the Danube River in Europe a few years ago, and that was about a 600-meter experiment where they had a transmitter on one side of the Danube, receiver on the other, and they teleported a signal from one to the other, and the signal was teleported at high fidelity. The adverse weathers did not affect it. The motion of the tree branches and limbs and trucks on the freeway didn't affect it. The distance didn't affect it, nothing. And it was a proof of principle that we could exploit this this technology to then use teleportation as a means of space communications. We can do ground-to-orbiting satellite communications using teleportation with high-fidelity reliability and signal transmission.